试卷十一。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember,You will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. Today, I'd like to introduce briefly Australia's Sydney Opera House, the mother and father of all modern landmark buildings. Although its architect was forced to resign,And it was never properly finished inside, the opera house has come to define not only a city, but also an entire nation and continent. First designed in 1957 and finally declared complete in 1973, the opera house was the single best-known modern building in the world until 1997.It is regarded by many as a global expression of cultural modernity. Its unique location is an enormous help. Sitting as it does on a promontory with water on three sides and the famous Sydney Harbour Bridge as a backdrop. The Sydney Opera House showed us that anything is possible, and it demonstrated that sheer seductive beauty for its own sake is nothing to be ashamed of, but everything to be proud of.It will outlive any other building as an international architectural icon, because it did all the difficult work first.
Passage 2. Today, the China and the U.S. relationship is doing great on many levels. Thousands of Americans come to China to live and work. More and more American students are coming to Chinese universities. More and more Americans are choosing to study Mandarin in China. The young people and the business ties must be the human bridges that bring us together in the 21st century. No one can deny that a closer economic, political, and personal relationship between the U.S. and China is good for a world troubled by terror and weapons of mass destruction. The last point I want to make is this. The world will always have problems. There will always be people like the terrorists who wish to tear things up for their own benefit. Our job is to keep bringing the world together. To do that, we have to have shared responsibilities, as when China and the U.S. work to limit the spread of weapons of mass destruction. And most important, we have to have basic shared values. We must believe that our differences are worthy of respect. I think the 21st century can be the most prosperous, peaceful, exciting time in all human history if we work together. Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal. And stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin Part B with the first passage. Passage 1.
上海奥特因中心是一家装潢华丽的四星级花园旅游宾馆，集住宿、餐饮、娱乐、健身、商务、会务于一体。宾馆接受主要信用卡，提供衣服洗熨、美容美发、桑拿沐浴等服务。它那田园式的环境优雅静谧，颇有欧美乡村情调，是度假或商住的理想场所。宾馆服务人员训练有素，提供一流服务，使宾客有宾至如归的感觉。离别时所带走的是种种美好的回忆。它地处沪嘉高速公路的北出口，地理位置优越，交通便利，驱车20分钟可达虹桥机场。前往市中心的商贸区或举世闻名的外滩风景区也同样便利。
Passage 2.
青岛啤酒厂建于1903年，是中国最早的啤酒厂家之一。青岛啤酒口味香醇爽口，色泽清亮透明，多次荣获国家金质奖章，是我国啤酒行业中的佼佼者。青岛啤酒以优良的质量销售到世界30多个国家和地区，为中国产品争得了荣誉。青岛市又以青岛啤酒为龙头，连续2年举办了2届以扩大贸易、促进旅游、发展经济为宗旨的啤酒节。啤酒节以欢快热烈的民族形式吸引了许多国内外来宾。青岛啤酒厂作为中国对外开放的窗口，发挥了积极的作用。